We are less than 3 weeks away from the first ever race to Alaska. A large group of adventure seekers will be racing from Port Towson in the state of Washington up the Inside Passage to Ketchikan in southeastern Alaska. What makes this race different from other sailing events? No engines are permitted. The event will be a true test of the racer's maritime skills. Jake Beatty is the main organizer for the Race to Alaska. His day job is director of the Northwest Maritime Center, a nonprofit group. The 1,200-kilometer boat race was, in large part, his idea. He says one of his central beliefs is to keep things simple, with as few rules as possible.
Get a boat without an engine. Any boat, doesn't matter of size, number of crew. Be self-supported, meaning that you can't have prearranged support or boats chasing you around, fix you if you break. Start in Port Townsend, finish in Ketchikan. If you're first, we'll give you $10,000. If you're second, we'll give you a set of steak knives.
Everybody else who enters the race gets a T-shirt. The no motors rule leaves sailing, rowing, paddling, pedaling, or some combination of those activities as the way to victory.
Embedded in the race is this sort of tortoise and hare bet between the choices that favor human power or the choices that favor wind power.
Most of the teams entered in the race plan to use sailboats. But Jake Beatty says the winds can be unpredictable in June. He says this means the winner could be a small human-powered craft.
There's one kayaker, a couple different ocean-going rowboats, and one guy on a stand-up paddleboard who's going to do the entire 750 miles.
One of the racing teams includes the former world record holder for the number of pull-ups done in one day. At least six teams had a boat specially made for this race. That includes world-class sailors Joe Birch and Dalton Bergen of Seattle.
Yeah. We've broken those every time we've sailed, just about.
Their new 7-meter-long outrigger sailboat looks like a Polynesian boat called a proa.
Both ends of the boat are the bow and both ends are the stern, so it never tacks or jibes, which is what most sailors are familiar with. It just reverses.
Yeah. The boat is going to be a handful, and it's quite fast and quite powerful.
Some other unusual qualities of the sailboat include a pedal-powered propeller. It also has a sleeping area that looks like a large box in which a dead person is buried. The two co-captains have already nicknamed it the sarcophagus.
There's a tendency to look at some of these boats and say, why are you doing it? You should never try it and that, or you'll never win. Why are you doing it? And I think the opportunity to sail up the Inside Passage in a small craft and challenge yourself is, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Julie Jackson of Port Towson has a similar answer.
Having a small crew on a boat, you know, you are responsible to those people and they are responsible to you. And being able to have a common goal that you're all working toward is really amazing. And it is an absolutely beautiful part of the world.
Julie Jackson and her two crewmates plan to compete in a smooth and shiny racing sailboat called an Etchells 22. The boat is usually considered a day sailor and offers little protection from the winds and rain.
I completely understand how people would see it as crazy, but if you understand what your limitations are and you understand what risks you're going into, then it can be approached in a way that is safe.
One way Jake Beatty explains this event is as the Pacific Northwest answer to the Iditarod, the famous Alaskan sled dog race.
Yeah, we've been calling it the Iditarod with a chance of drowning. or I did a ride with the chance of drowning or being eaten by a bear or run over by a freighter.
More than 30 teams from the United States and Canada have entered the full race from Port Towson to Ketchikan. Jake Beatty predicts the winner of the race to Alaska will cross the finish line in less than 14 days, but it could take as little as 1 week. I'm Marcia James. Words in this story. Adventure. Noun. Danger or excitement. Maritime. Adjective. Relating to sailing or the sea. Prearranged. Verb. To plan or decide something before it happens. Embed. Verb. To be or become fixed as an important part or quality. Tortoise. Noun. A kind of turtle that lives on land. Hare. Noun. A fast animal similar to a rabbit. Jibe. Verb. To cause a sailboat to change direction by swinging the sail to the opposite side of the boat. Jibe as a noun means insulting or critical comments. Propeller. Noun. A device with two or more blades that turn quickly and cause a boat or aircraft to move.